Last weekend, my siblings and I flew in and drove from all over the country to gather on Guemes Island, Washington, at our childhood home. We gathered to surround our mother as she said goodbye to her home of 30 years, the home which my parents built, the gardens she'd worked, the field that had housed various cows and pigs and even a few goats over the years, the property where all seven of us, her children, were raised. Momentous is the word a friend used to express this move. Momentous to be saying goodbye to the place and space that meant so much to my mother for so long, and that she had known as stable, something to count on, a place to come home to for over 30 years. I, on the other hand, have lived in 6 different states and 13 homes since I left this childhood homestead, and my statistics are more in line with the transient population we find here in the Bay Area. Many of us in this room can identify with the pause and that faraway look when someone asks us, "Where is home?" And we try to decide which way to answer that question today. Home being a concept that can be a bit shaky. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and God came and dwelt among us. God came and made a home among us. What is this Word that makes itself at home? The Word, the Logos. This is a Greek term that is a struggle to even begin to capture in the English language. It can refer to parts of communication or the total act of communication, the speaking, the proclaiming, the connecting conversation between. We can read this as wisdom, showing up to communicate and be present with us, God's self-revelation to humanity. The Logos was God, and God came and made his home among us. Or as a translation that has captured my imagination says, God came and pitched her tent among us, beside us, with us. In this poetic telling of the gospel story that starts off the book of John, God established a residence that moves, that is transient, that accompanies, that's ever-changing, invoking the way of God with the ancient mothers and fathers who wandered in the wilderness, following signs and pillars of cloud and fire, setting up the tabernacle wherever they made camp. God incarnate, following in this ancient tradition, came and pitched a tent among us. Born through a woman who was far from home, away from all she knew as stable and known, and this God is audaciously indiscriminate about who she pitches her tent beside, who she loves, reminding us in the very location of Christ's birth, in a shed, behind the inn, with animals, visited by shepherds. As the message of Advent is still lingering in the smell of Christmas trees and the twinkling lights, this audacious message of incarnation is fresh in our minds. God showing up on earth in fleshy, ordinary, extraordinary form as a baby, an infant. God didn't show up fully grown, clothed in armor, or sleek and strong with black belt karate moves. No, God came to this earth and slipped into the skin of baby Jesus. And this incarnate God did not come to build a palace or a mansion or even a humble cabin to come home to at the end of the day. Just as the incarnate God does not come to establish surety in a religious club or create exclusive spaces where certain people can access divinity, God came in the intimacy between the breath of a mother and a child, in the vulnerable nature of flesh and straw, in the immediate presence of Emmanuel, God with us. Because this is the thing about incarnate divinity. It's not in one sacred place, and it doesn't show up just at Christmas when we sing, "O come, Emmanuel," Incarnate divinity is in the flesh and bones of the world, dwelling with us, moving with us, accompanying us. Incarnate divinity in the bread and wine, in the compassionate acts in unexpected places, in the intimate safety between two who know each other's hearts, in the ache and loss when we remember those we love. Incarnate divinity is what accompanies us through each movement of our days and lives. It's this audacious love, the Word made flesh, the wisdom in person. The Gospel of John takes the Christmas story right down to its essence. God, light, love, coming and being with us, among us, in the flesh and breath of the human story. And this God, incarnate love through flesh of a baby boy born 2,000 years ago, is the God who pitches her tent with us, who walks with us each day, the God who moves homes with us and promises as a world beyond the life we know. On Sunday afternoon, we packed up a few cars worth of boxes and headed over to the bright little apartment that my mom will be moving into. We oohed and awed at the nice big windows, the cozy kitchen, and the wooded view out the back window. And as we unloaded boxes, we gave our suggestions as Mom mentally rearranged the furniture that was yet to be moved in. As we pictured how it could be, she began to relax and feel the possibilities that this could be home, and that her children could gather here and be family. That life and traditions, love and connection, carry on beyond space and time and are present in a new place. She got teary as she said, "So will you all come here and visit and we can continue our family traditions together?" We all assured her, "Yes." And then one of my sisters, in an inspired moment, recognized that the layout of the little apartment mimicked the circular track of our childhood home, where we'd spent hours running around and around in childhood games. She took off with a grin, and quickly a stream of grown adults were running in a big circle, laughing and squealing like toddlers and six-year-olds and eight-year-olds and 10-year-olds that we used to be. After the crowd had piled down the stairs, my mother grabbed my hand and asked, "Will you pray?" We prayed and blessed that home as a place where family gathers, where love and connection is felt, where traditions are enacted and new memories made. We named God's presence incarnate in that home as we stood at the top of the stairs. I felt the brush of the Spirit. I could almost hear the click of bamboo tent poles being assembled and feel the brush of a silk tarp against my cheek. God moving in, dwelling with us, setting up. Thank you.